So whether you think the Chrysler ad during the Super Bowl is politically motivated or not, with Clint Eastwood, you know, talking about halftime and all of that, some reporting agencies, in this case the Hollywood Reporter, have come up with some evidence to show that two members of the creative team that produced the two-minute spot for the ad agency, Wyden and Kennedy, that they donated their personal time in 2008 to make Obama art. So it looks like some who made that commercial made some Obama art, and I'm looking at a picture of some running shoes with the treads with Obama's picture on them. Kind of dopey-looking things. But anyway, this year's most discussed Super Bowl ad, a two-minute spot for Chrysler narrated by Clint Eastwood, continues to generate controversy in conservative politics circles, where a host of questions have been raised about the automaker's alleged motives for commissioning the advertisement. In the days ahead, similarly politically charged queries also are likely to be raised about highly regarded Portland, Oregon-based agency that produced the spot, Wyden Kennedy, some of whose creative professionally privately supported Barack Obama in the 2008 election. So the firm Wyden Kennedy, some of their professionals supported Obama in the 2008 election. Does that make this article politically motivated? I'm not sure about that. Eastwood, who was the surprise narrator of the spot that aired during the NFL game, one of which both Republican and Democratic politicos have characterized as echoing some of the incumbent president's major re-election campaign themes, says that he's neither Democrat or Republican, and he just made the commercial for Chrysler. So we'll let you decide. I don't know. I've been buying Chryslers for quite a few years now. I thought the commercial was kind of dopey, to be quite honest with you. Political or not, I don't know. We'll, I guess we'll wait and see. But ultimately, it'll be the people who decide in 2012 as far as Mr. Obama's chance of being reelected. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.